This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So many people, so many students are asking, and they asked me about the ruling and the Islamic viewpoint regarding the encampments that is taking place in many universities all over the world and here in the UK. We need to know that in any state, in any country, even from an Islamic perspective, an Islamic state or a caliphate or an Islamic system, there has to be a balance of powers. What do I mean by that? I mean that, okay, there is the administration of the government or the government of the state, and there is the judiciary, there is also the execution, and they say that the legislation. These are the three main components in a modern state. From an Islamic perspective, this matter has some flexibility. Allah Jalla wa'ala also, my dear brothers and sisters, says, "O you who believe, stand for justice, establish justice." Therefore, if Muslims feel that there is a local or a global injustice, they should be among the first people to stop that injustice. All know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam in Mecca, although in the Meccan environment, the Meccan system was not Islamic, but he stood up with justice, and there is Half al-Fudul, and there are a few other incidents where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam stood or took certain stances in order to establish justice. Injustice that is taking place in Gaza is, you can say, it is the biggest global injustice that took place maybe after the Second World War. Now, so many people are marching to stop that injustice, Muslims and non-Muslims, all over the world. Now, the peak of these demonstrations took place by students in America and in some other places. It is very unfortunate. It is really very sad to see that countries like the U.S. and some other countries, especially the U.S., who always claim that they want to preserve and they want to be the champions of human rights and freedom of speech, and they are acting against those values. Our students here in the UK, they started to also to support the cause of those students, which is what? Which is to support or to stand against the injustice that is taking place in Gaza, in Palestine. So they started to demonstrate in the universities, to have vigils. They started the encampments as well. Alhamdulillah, as far as I know, most of the universities in the UK are dealing with them according to maybe the rule of law. There were some reports that some of those students were not allowed to go out to the university, and some of them even, they were not allowed to, if they go out, they cannot come back. There were reports that they are unable to provide those students in campants food, and they are unable to provide them with other necessities. Those students, whether Muslims or non-Muslims, the least to say about them that they are courageous, they are standing for the values that they have been taught in university, which is what? In university and outside the university. In fact, to be honest with you, my dear brothers and sisters, those students, They are the teachers. They are our teachers. They are the teachers maybe of the whole world. In fact, they have understood, from my perspective, they have understood the purpose of university education, that the purpose of university, the purpose of university education is not to fill your mind with information that are not useful. The purpose of university education is stand for human rights, stand for justice, stand for fairness, to sacrifice, to stop injustice. This world that we wanted to be a better world for all of us students, but they really need to be saluted. Now, from an Islamic perspective, we have mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ said, aid your brother, whether he is an oppressor or he is an oppressed. If he's an oppressor, we need to stop his oppression. If he is oppressed, we need to support him. We need to support those students, of course, in a legal way, okay? And inshallah, they are not breaking the law. We need to support them by all means. We need to support them politically, my dear brothers and sisters. We need to support them by talking about in the media, the big celebrities, they should speak about them. They should send messages of support. I am here sending a message of support. I will try to visit them, inshallah, if that is okay with them. We need to support them from an economic, from financial perspective. Muslim students should be also in the forefront of that. Brothers and sisters, some Muslim students, some Muslims, they are saying that demonstrations did not take place during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who said to you, brothers? Who said to you that demonstrations, should be? They are among the listed ibadat. They are like the salah, siyam, and zakah, sadaqah, hajj. That we cannot do it unless it was done by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who told you that? They are an act of ibadah. Ibadah, we always say that there are two types of ibadah. Listed ibadat, yes, we should take it directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, etc. But there are non-listed ibadat where there is flexibility in doing them, as far as they are under certain guidelines, which is not committing any haram, not committing any injustice, not harming others. Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. No one should say that unless the Prophet ﷺ demonstrated, we should demonstrate. If the Prophet ﷺ and the companions did not demonstrate, we should not demonstrate. This is madness, and there is no proof for that. There is no dalil for that.